from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The U.S. faces a host of security threats. The director of U.S. National Intelligence, James Clapper, told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday the United States faces an array of security threats this year.
In my 50-plus years in the intelligence business, I cannot recall a more diverse array of challenges and crises.
Speaking to the Senate Armed Services Committee, Mr. Clapper said the Islamic State, or ISIL, remains the preeminent terrorist threat in the world.
ISIL has demonstrated sophisticated attack tactics and tradecraft. ISIL, including its 8 established and several more emerging branches, has become the preeminent global terrorist threat.
The intelligence chief said the ISIS group is determined to strike the U.S. homeland beyond inspiring homegrown attacks. A suicide car bomber struck near a police officer's club in Damascus on Tuesday, killing at least 10 people and wounding 20 others in an attack claimed by the Islamic State. The ISIS group also claimed responsibility for last month's blast in a Damascus district where the country's holiest Shiite Muslim shrine is located, killing more than 70 people. Zimbabwe has appealed for $1.5 billion to help pay for grain and other food after a drought has devastated harvests and left millions in need. Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa's appeal follows President Robert Mugabe's declaration of a state of disaster. Meanwhile, the Save the Children charity warns food aid for millions of Ethiopians affected by drought will run out in April unless more funds are provided by month's end. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's stepped-up aerial bombardment in Syria is expected to be a focal point for the United States and other members of the International Syria Support Group when it meets this week in Germany. Secretary of State John Kerry on Tuesday raised his concerns during a joint appearance in Washington with his Egyptian counterpart.
Russia's activities in Aleppo and in the region right now are making it much more difficult to be able to come to the table and to be able to have a serious conversation.
The ISSG, which includes Russia and Iran, is meeting Thursday on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference. The United Nations Security Council is holding a private briefing today on the humanitarian situation in Syria, where government forces backed by Russian airstrikes are waging an offensive against rebels in Aleppo. The operation has sent tens of thousands of people fleeing the northern city toward the Turkish border and raised alarms with the United Nations and aid groups who fear a humanitarian disaster in the region. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Wednesday at least 500 people have been killed since the offensive began. Now, that includes about 100 civilians. Iraq says its forces have completely recaptured the city of Ramadi and surrounding areas from Islamic State. The ISIS group seized the provincial capital last May. Iraq's ambassador to the United States tells VOA that Iraqi forces will now focus on retaking Mosul, that was lost to Islamic State in 2014. The South African opposition Tuesday asked the Constitutional Court, the country's highest, to rule on whether President Jacob Zuma broke the law by spending over $20 million on a state-funded security upgrade of his private home. The upgrades included a swimming pool and amphitheater. He said he would repay some of the expenses on the upgrades. In Kenya, 6 elephants have died in 1 week under unclear circumstances. Some conservationists suspect the animals were poisoned. Mohammed Yusuf has more from Nairobi.
The 6 elephants were found dead in 3 wildlife refuges in Narok County, southwest Kenya. The animals all died between February 1st and 6th. Kenya Wildlife Service spokesman Paul Gitau tells VOA that investigators are trying to establish the cause of the deaths.
Samples have been taken and taken to Nakuru for analysis. They are analyzing. They don't seem to suspect any particular cause of it, so we are waiting for them to really give us the conclusion.
According to Gitau, the animals did not have any physical injuries. Some conservationists suspect the elephants may have been poisoned. For the moment, the deaths remain a mystery. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
And this is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.